I'm a VIP.
Is brought to you by Safety FM.
The following program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Well, we're back to another rendition of the Rated R Safety Show. Today's Tuesday, April the 21st of 2020, day 112 of the year, and only 254 days to go. Boy, what a difference 24 hours makes, huh? Kind of sitting around today, having some fun, taking a look around at some different things that are out there taking place. And boy, are we going to get started with some hot stuff right away? State of Georgia about to open up come Friday based on what we were getting news stories-wise before I actually came in here. So interesting things there. What is going on in your neck of the woods currently? Anyways, we're streaming live on safetyfm.com and on safetyfm.tv, or you might be listening to us in the video cast later on, because I did have to reference that. Or you could actually be watching, or taking a listen to us on safetyfm.com if you downloaded the podcast. So this is the podcast version, depending on how you're taking a look at it. Anyways, we've been starting off with feature story news, so you know it. I know it. What am I going to do? I'm going to give you the feature story news. So let's get into it.
Bringing you information you never knew you cared about. Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. US President Donald Trump says he'll sign an executive order to suspend all immigration to the US because of the coronavirus outbreak. He said on Twitter the move would be temporary, but it comes as some US states start to reopen their economies. Vice President Mike Pence says there are signs of progress.
Every day, the American people are one day closer to ending the coronavirus in our nation and reopening this country.
The number of people dying from coronavirus in England and Wales is significantly higher than the government's official figures from hospitals suggest, according to new data. Holly Hudson reports.
This is the latest offering from the Office for National Statistics. Its weekly report is now widely anticipated as it takes into account deaths outside hospitals in care homes and private homes. It found that 13,121 deaths involving COVID-19 have occurred in England and Wales up to the 10th of April and registered up to the 18th of April, which is 41% higher than the 9,288 people who died in UK hospitals during the same period reported by the Department of Health. The report also revealed deaths overall have hit a 20-year high. The figures have been labelled sad and shocking, with Britain's opposition party Labour saying they were only scratching the surface of the emerging crisis in social care. Holly Hudson, London.
Coronavirus cases in Russia have topped 50,000 after another surge of more than 5,000 new cases. But as Dan Ashby reports from Moscow, authorities are looking for signs of light.
More than 400 dead and now nearly 50,000 cases. The days of President Vladimir Putin saying coronavirus is under control are long gone. Moscow authorities warn this is the fortnight of peak morbidity, with kilometre-long ambulance queues and a scramble to create more beds. On Monday, one medical research company told us only a quarter of doctors say they have enough personal protective equipment. But the health department insists its doctors are fine. Dan Ashby, Moscow.
There's mixed reporting that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un may be seriously ill. Last week, he didn't appear at events marking his grandfather and North Korean founder Kim Il-sung's birthday. South Korea, however, has denied the reporting, insisting it's seen nothing to suggest he's seriously unwell. Bruce Harrison reports from our bureau in Seoul.
South Korea's presidential office says it has no information that would confirm the news reports about Kim's health, and no unusual trends have been identified inside the North. CNN and a South Korean-based outlet called Daily NK have both reported Kim Jong-un underwent surgery. CNN cited a U.S. official saying Kim may be in grave danger after the procedure.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
Hold up, place go wild when I pull up. They all on me like a one thing. Think I got what you need, well I have none. Hop off, you're a freak and I'm handsome.
I have to tell you, I was listening to that on the intro, and I was really impressed on how well that sounded. I was kind of like, wow, that's a really good song. Hold on real quick. Let's do it from the very beginning. Like, listen to that tone. I mean, that's kind of crazy. I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of into music.
Hold up. Things go wild when I pull up. They all on me like a one thing. Think I got what you need, well I have none. Hop off, you're a freak and I'm handsome. Slide up in the club like 2 Chainz. This snake is on top of the
What do you mean this is not a music show? This is whatever the hell we want it to be. Come on, man.
Chain, sign out like a star, no new name. All these words in my DMs, no message back. I just see them, I get them hooked and I really don't throw them back when it comes in. I'm a snake on this
plane. Okay, let's just get to the chorus. Come on, let's move forward. Oh, come on, you know you're missing the club.
All these chickens, all these mamas begging me for affection. But just like C. Darwin, I live for natural selection. Never hugs or connections.
Okay, just in case, this is Viper. Or The Viper, with Pseudo featuring Zinazin. Let's continue. Maybe we should have titled this The Viper. I don't know. Anyways, enough of that. But anyway, so something a little bit different today. Anyway, so how are you doing? What is going on in your neck of the woods? Because that's the important part. You heard the news stories there that were going on based on feature story news. So let's get this bad boy rolling with my junk.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Ah, you thought I was going to let it go. I'm not letting it go. Come on. Let's just listen a little bit more Viper. Oh, yeah, the Viper's here. This wasn't even planned. That's the funny part, because we just play music that we have access to, because that's the other thing, is that we have access to restricted library for the video stream aspect. When it comes to the radio station, it's a whole other story. But when it comes to the video stream, we're only allowed to play certain things, as you can imagine, because copyright infringement. And when it comes to the whole cluster of video, man, it is a cluster on how we do that. Anyways, let's go from the top of the hit list. A confusing mass shooting in Canada yesterday has now become the country's deadliest mass shooting in history. The suspect is believed to have dressed as a police officer approaching homes, gained entry, and killed those inside over the course of 12 hours. The Sky News reports that some victims have clear connections to the gunman and other casualties appear to be random. Some homes were burdened with this going on. The other portion that takes place is the current death toll sits about 18 across 16 different home sites. The gunman was killed while an arrest was attempted. No motive has been established. You know, this is the stuff that you hear and you just kind of try to make sense out of what's going on. And I never can. And I know that we do a lot of sarcastic stuff as we talk on the show, you know. But this is something that you look at and go, wow. I mean, there's a lot of thought process behind it. If he dressed up, or the person dressed up as a police officer to gain entry inside of households. I mean, such a difficult time right now with everything going on. And then for something like this to happen, there's no way I can put into words my thoughts about the whole thing. You know, this is Canada. You hardly ever hear anything along those lines to come out of Canada. Deadliest shooting, 18. And you know, 18 lives. Having impact on every single person that they interacted with. 18. More than a basketball team. Don't even know where to go. Let's continue. Wisconsin has one of the most cautious reopening plans of any state, extending its current lockdown measures until around Memorial Day. New York, meanwhile, will consider easing restrictions mid-May. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers issued the Badger Bounce Back Plan on Monday, a guide for when the state would ease the lockdown on its premises on not returning to business as usual until the vaccine has been developed. In the meantime, there has been a tiered approach that eases restriction in four phases, each triggered by the following: a 14-day period to decrease if not just the COVID-19 cases, but influenza alike as well. The state is instituting a program of containing tracing and then also or contact tracing, better saying, because this is the other thing that we keep on hearing about from Google and Apple, that they're going to do contact tracing based via some versionality of something inside of their phone. So just keep that in mind as we move forward. Then the other portion, let's continue. The state is instituting a program, as I said, contact tracing, wherein anyone diagnosed with COVID-19 would report anyone he or she has interacted with for the previous 48 hours, and the state staff would communicate all those people and require them to stay quarantined for 14 days. There is an allowance for gathering of first up to 10, then 50 people altogether. So then let's continue on how it would look from there. So if you go out to a birthday party and one person has it, you and all the guests will then have to stay at home for 2 weeks. Your essential or non-essential status will not matter. The economic impact will be significant. A federal law passed earlier this year will still require businesses to pay employees when they're not working. So what do you think? Do you think birthday parties are going to be as freaking important as they were at one point? Hey, come over to my kid's birthday. Let's have some fun times. Oh, shit. Somebody has it.
Duh.
Now you can't work for 14 days. Yeah, you're going to get paid. But how are you going to look at these things? I mean, are you going to want to be quarantined for 14 days? I mean, as we're going through it right now, some people are hating this on what's going on, and they're a little bit stir crazy, but those are the things that are going to happen. So those are the things that we are going to need to consider as we move forward. That's going to be the interesting part about the whole equation here. So how do you take a look at this? How are you going about and saying, okay, this is going to make sense? What are you thinking? By the way, some of the chat boxes are still having issues if you're hanging out on the Facebook side of the equation, so you're more than welcome to go to safetyfm.tv, and we have a chat box right there. And yes, I am fully aware that it does reference that you have to be 18 or older to interact.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush.
Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Okay, let's continue. Germany is taking the steps to reopen its economy. The country had one of the most successful containment efforts in the world. Shops began to reopen yesterday after a strict 4-week lockdown, but social distancing and hygiene rules are still to remain in impact. I mean, in effect, better saying. But look, take a look at that. I mean, hygiene rules should be hygiene rules regardless of what's going on. I mean, you don't want people going around stinking up the joint, not taking care of themselves. I mean, I don't know. What do they think they are? A viper? I'm sorry, when I get a song stuck in my head, it just goes and goes and goes. American intelligence sources believe that North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un Jr., is in critical conditions following a cardiovascular-related surgery last week. Reliable information from Hermit Kingdom is hard to come by, of course. A South Korean publication that doesn't chill for North, but reports that there's evidence that indicates that the autocrat did have surgery, but is recovering. Junior's death could lead to a craziness inside of that country where his sister would actually take over. Kim Yo Jong, I think is what the name pronunciation is, who has been absolutely loyal and trustworthy confidant for her brother. Worth asking, though, what are the chances the U.S. used the chaos of the pandemic to cause a shakeup in North Korea that would put someone easier to negotiate with his power? I don't know. This is what part of the thing says. I just read it, man. Sometimes I read it. Sometimes I don't. So, I don't know. Do you think that it's time for a change of the dictator? I said dictator. Yeah, dictator. I'm a dick and you're a tater.
Duh.
Anyways, let's continue. Here we go. That homemade mask that you've made from old drawers isn't going to do you any favors. One study shows that 16 layers of bandana material has been successful for filtering out about 63% of particles that are larger than 300 nanometers. COVID-19 is at the largest 200 nanometers. Moreover, the study took 16 layers, which would render something that you would have to wear that would almost increase your chances of breathing to be extremely difficult. So what do you think? Do you think that, you know, I don't know, homemade PPE does make some people feel better. And I mean, that's fine. As I take a look here, but what are you thinking when it comes to this particular regard? Do you look at it and go, are people doing it to make them feel better, or should they actually have the real stuff? I mean, as you are aware, N95s are not the easiest things to come about.
Duh.
And we are already kind of aware of that. So let's take a look as we move forward, of course. Anyways. So now we got that. Oil futures have completely collapsed. West Texas Intermediate crude is now negative 37.63 a barrel, meaning that oil producers are paying to have their product put into a market. Yep. But while the extreme case, most industries trading between $20 to $30 a barrel is unspeakably low. I was actually listening this morning to a news story that was stating that roughly they were making about $1.38 a barrel to get this thing rolling. And I thought that that was kind of crazy on how that actually worked. Because how does that go? How does that move forward? How does that work within, you know, the world? Okay, I'm stuck. I'm stuck like Chuck listening to that song. I don't know what's going on.
We are now video streaming the Rated R Safety Show.
I don't know why our host has a face for radio.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, the governors of Tennessee and Georgia announced plans for Monday to reopen shuttered businesses. In Georgia, gyms, bowling alleys, and saloons can reopen on Friday, provided that social distancing guidelines are met. Guidelines for restaurants, theaters, bars, and nightclubs will be issued later this week. In Tennessee, the governor announced that the stay-at-home order will not extend past April the 30th, and that reopening procedures will be in place next week for bigger cities. Local municipalities will have control over opening procedures. What do you think? So do you think that the country's ready to open? Or do you think that it should vary depending on where the area that you're located? I mean, do you think that the governors are doing the right thing? What do you think about all this craziness that you're seeing on people kind of going back and forth and saying, no, we should not open, and then some saying that we should? So I don't know. What are your thoughts? Does it make logical sense to do this? I keep on looking at it and I go, if we do open, is it the right time? And if we don't open, is it the wrong time? I don't know. Does anybody know at this point?
Rated R Safety Show.
Sarcastic? Never.
Russia Defense Minister is standing by its pilots who got dangerously close to the American recon plane over the Mediterranean International Waters. One of Russian's reps said the encounter was, let's see, strict according to the international rules for the use of the airspace over international waters, and the fighters were deployed to determine the identity of the American plane. While it may sound like high stakes geopolitics, Defense Secretary Mark Esper tells U.S. News that the event makes the normal week for the Department of Defense. But of course, because not a lot of things are going on or people are paying attention to a lot of stuff, this is what, you know, we're going to be stuck with when it comes to the news.
Duh.
Anyways, let's continue. Israel Prime Minister Benjamin, and I'm going to butcher the name, Netanyahu, I guess, will step down as prime minister next year in a deal to stabilize the country's chaotic political landscape. There have been 3 elections in the past year for PM in attempts to oust Benjamin, who has been embroiled in his own corruption accusations. So I don't know. Are all these politicians corrupted according to what happens? I mean, I look at all these foreign things, and it seems like that happens more and more. I'm not saying the ones here, because I know people are going to be like, are you trying to say that the politics here are corrupt? No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying what I think. Do you think the politics here are corrupt? I don't know. I just look at it and I go, politics are politics. Things are going to happen the way that they're supposed to happen. That's the way it's supposed to go.
Duh.
Anyways, preparation for the NFL virtual draft scheduled for Thursday did not go well on Monday, according to the New York Post. A dress rehearsal glitched after half an hour while the first up Cincinnati Bengals were making their selection. Issues as simple as people not muting their microphones led to other complications. Insiders did say that it took a while, but they did eventually run smoothly. Picks can be submitted by virtual chat, software, phone calls, text messages, or email. You know what's going to be funny? I shouldn't say that, but it's what will be interesting and probably not funny. If the shit gets hacked and all of a sudden you start seeing these draft picks that were not supposed to happen the way that they happened, and people are going to start bitching and being like, oh my God, I got the wrong pick. What happened?
You are listening to a radio god. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a radio god. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Well, wild wolves were believed to be largely extinct in northern France, but the Sun reports that an automatic surveillance camera picked up images of gray wolves wandering about in Normandy. The wolf population is more robust in the southeast in mountain parts of France. So that's kind of some scary stuff as you take a look for it. So as you're taking a look at all this and you're seeing everything that's going on, what are your thoughts? What are you thinking? What is going on in your mind during these times? I take a look at it and I go, I am so confused by some of it. Now, I get to interact quite a bit with some different people inside of the safety world, as you might be aware. And the amount of pain that people are going through is amazing. The amount of pain and discussions that people are having behind the scenes. And it's interesting when you ask people straight up, are you scared? And they answer yes. When you straight up ask people and have conversations of the reality of what's going on, and they're willing to be honest with you, this is a version of honesty I have never seen before from most. But I look at it and I go, I'm happy that we're at that level of honesty. And I'm glad that some of us are having those conversations. But I could also tell you that not all of us are comfortable having that conversation. So I'm going to tell you this. As you move forward, and if you don't feel comfortable having those conversations, there are people that you can talk to. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. You can call them at any point. They're open 24/7. All calls are confidential for people that are in distress. Yeah, I'm assuming that a lot of people are calling now. The phone number is 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-8255. The other portion I want to reference real quick. They do have a website, which is suicidepreventionlifeline.org. That's suicidepreventionlifeline.org. And they do have a chat box available. So you're more than welcome to go there and have that interaction. And I say this because the important piece right now is the human interaction. And that will actually help out significantly. It is the portion that you need to take a look at and have those conversations as needed. There's also a different website that's called To Write Love on Her Arms. And they can give you local resources that are available in your area. So I would strongly encourage you to take a look at those two orgs if possible. So I'm just saying, you know, that's going to probably be the best case scenario. SuicidePreventionLifeline.org or True Right Love on Her Arms. Those are some that can help you out. So just take a thought about that as we move forward. It's one of those things that I think that it's very important as we continue to have these conversations.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves only on Safety FM.
So anyways, yesterday we were actually playing some of the contest winners for the actual radio show ad. So we did some of that yesterday. Also on today's Safety FM show, the Jay Allen show in particular, we ran some of those ads as well. We also had a conversation with a gentleman that goes by the moniker of Uncle Bill. And Uncle Bill went into some deep thoughts and processes of his career and also had some pretty interesting conversations about some of the safety organizations that he interacts with. So if you probably get a chance, I would recommend strongly for you to take a listen to that particular show. I thought it was one of the most interesting interviews that I had in a while, to be quite honest with you, in regards to people that are sitting on a board and really talking about the board that they're sitting on, about them not being extremely happy on the direction that they're taking. Now, yesterday, and when we did our overtime, extra time, video chat only, not into the podcast world, I did open the radio station up. And I did make an offer for some people from the American Society of Safety Professionals to come onto the station and do an interview, do a conversation where they would have access to the radio station. They can promote whatever they want, as we discussed yesterday. But this would give them access, unedited, full form, as we move forward. So that way they can have the conversation, talk about whatever they want, and we can talk about their event that they have currently planned for the month of June in Orlando. Supposedly, by the end of the month, they're going to be having the conversation if they're going to move it virtual or not. But as we speak currently, it still hasn't been moved into that. So I would give them the option of actually coming on, and I opened it up until the 5th of May, because by then they should have the decision already made. And then we can talk about price points and all that kind of fun stuff, depending on what they're going to do. Because I'm kind of interested. And then also, we're kind of in a very interesting timeline. Because as we speak, part of the country is actually opening back up. If you're already here in Florida, you already know that part of the state's already starting to open, including the beaches.
Duh.
So I would love to have the conversation if they would be willing to come on. I did extend the offer to the CEO and the voted in current president. Now, I will tell you, I have invited the president on previously, and she did tell me that she was going to come on, and when the... This was an in-person invitation, and once we reached out to have her come on, complete silence. So, we'll see what happens. I'm not expecting much from this, so just so you are aware. Anyways, just so you can know exactly what's going on. Apparently, we have Dr. Todd Lushien wanting to correct me, saying, let me see, what does he say right here? Bill is on the local chapter exec board, not... And capitalize, because we want to make sure that we get the point across. The society level executive board. Two very different things. Okay. So now we know. So now he has made that extremely clear. So I think it's interesting because Bill has been the only person so far that's had the conversation with me via the podcast, via the radio show, of what his thought process are. I have a lot of people that speak to me behind closed doors, only if I'm willing to turn the microphone off to have this discussion. So I think it's funny that I still have people that take a listen on what's going on. I have no problem opening my scenario up in regards of what you can see. You can have the conversation here. No problem whatsoever. But I think it's funny that you take a look at some of the other organizations that are out there, like the National Safety Council, which I find pretty interesting on how they drive their information, how they do their different things. And of course, every organization is entitled to run it however they want. Now, some people will not be happy about some of the things that I say because they have worked their way up within the organization that I'm currently talking about to make sure that they can plan their future for it can look good on their career trajectory. And if that's your goal, good for you. I'm more concerned about the safety of the people that we're trying to get into a group inside of Orlando. That's it. That's the point of the conversation. If you don't want to have the conversation, that's perfectly fine. Does not bother me whatsoever. That's the way that it goes from time to time.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Anywho, let's talk about the days of the years that you can celebrate today. National Chocolate-Covered Cashew Day. National Kindergarten Day. National Yellow Bat Day. National Bulldogs Are Beautiful Day. And then Tiradentes, which is a Brazilian holiday. That it can also be celebrated day, but it didn't end in day, which is kind of interesting. So, what do you have going on? What do you think about the whole process? Now, I will tell you, with everything going on, I've had some people reach out to me and say, Jay, why are you picking on this society so much? Why are you not just focused on COVID-19? I look at it and go, it's a combination of both. I find it pretty interesting on how it works. What do you think? What is your thought process? I mean, if you tell me that I'm going too far with this, I'll listen to what you have to say. But I think that it is a very good speaking point as we move forward. And I also think that it's funny that people interact on their behalf from time to time. Don't see what the point is. I want two people in particular. If I can't have one of those two, I don't care what anybody else has to say. From the organization. So, that's all I got for today. I'm going to hang out on the radio station, I think. So I'm going to hang out on the radio station. If you want to come over to safetyfm.com, please feel free on doing so. And I think I'm going to torture a little bit. Maybe I'll give you a little bit more Viper. I don't know. Viper sounded good to me. And then we'll get out of here.
Hold up. eyes go wild when I pull up. They all on me like a one thing. Think I got what you need, well I have none. Hop off, you're a freak and I'm handsome. Slide up in the club like 2 Chainz. This snake is on top of the food chain. Stand out like a star, no new name. All these friends in my DMs, no message back, I just see them. I get them hooked and I really don't throw them back when it comes in. I'm a snake on this plane, I'm speeding up, pushing the train. I'm happy, I'm only open, we dripping in venom, so baby.
I'm a VIP.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.